I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
The Best Laid Plans, written by Mark Dady. Episode 2, Pedal Power.
Smallbone, it's me, God. Oh, where is that useless grade 7 angel going? Smallbone, can you hear me above all this appalling traffic? Appalling traffic, I might add, that you're responsible for.
That you, God? I can hardly hear you above all this appalling traffic.
What are you doing about your earth-shattering, history-churning, cataclysmic mistake?
Which mistake was that again?
Oh, dear. Is your memory playing up? Perhaps I can help you recall how I took a well-earned nap in the late Victorian period, around 1885.
1885?
Yes. I woke up 130 years later to find that some idiot, i.e. you, had handed out the wrong plans for the 20th century.
Nope, don't recall anything like that.
Yes, you do, Smallbone. Stop annoying me. The plans you gave the 20th century were clearly marked the next millennium. Clearly marked and underlined, you stuffed 1,000 years of progress into 100. Progress at 10 times the rate I planned. Traditional ways of life destroyed. The old skills swept away. A whole planet destabilized.
Well, that's the thing with admin. Tiny little mistakes can creep in.
The 20th century was meant to be a quiet continuation of the 19th. Take the motor car. The plan for the years 1900 to 1999 was to have a man walking in front with a flag. Then, as a 21st century need for speed arose, we'd introduce fitter men with flags who could walk faster.
A beautiful plan, God. Lovely. Covers all the bases.
Yes, except you gave humans so much progress, so quickly, they started inventing things I never dreamed of. Grand Theft Auto. If you hadn't messed up, there would be no point in stealing a car. Without a man with a flag, you wouldn't be able to escape.
It's society's loss, your all-knowingness.
Which is why you're down there in Camlington in human form, you idiot, to put it right.
Don't you worry, au creme de la creme. I have all the answers. In fact, I'm on my way to a planet protest meeting right now to discuss various options. We'll be coming up with bold new solutions to climate change, ethical banking, and sustainable growth. We'd save the rainforest too, but we've only got the room for an hour.
Smallbone, never forget that should you fail, there's a 10,000-year filing job awaiting you in the other place.
Yes, Your Almightiness. Unless...
For the last time, I'm not putting it right with the blink of an eye, so forget it.
Oh, go on, Your Immenseness. And I promise I'll never interfere with your plans again, honest.
That's what you said after you gave Henry VIII a 7th wife.
A teensy mistake, Your Tallness. I simply lost count.
She was a Buddhist. Henry VIII was never meant to become the first Tudor Dalai Lama.
Yeah, but he looked great in the robe.
Smallbone, if you don't attempt to rectify your mistakes, how will you ever learn? Look at this traffic. Columbus might have traversed the Atlantic, but I wouldn't fancy his chances of crossing the High Street. I demand you do something about reversing this slavish reliance on technology.
Absolutely, God. No more slavish reliance on technology. Understood. My phone. Sorry, have to take this.
Smallbone, if the Earth is a priceless manuscript, you are the small child doodling on it with a box of crayons. Luckily for you, there's a cluster of galaxies that need untangling 7 billion light years away, but I'll be back.
Tanya, cycling queen of Camlington, I bet you're first to the meeting.
No, I'm late, Smallbone. I saw that hot guy, you know, the dog walker. Had to circle the block 4 times before I could accidentally bump into him.
Ah, the old circle the block routine. Did you get the swap email addresses?
Yes, but only so he could send me the vet's bill for running over his dog.
Oh, Susan's calling. Hi, Susan. Tanya's on the line. She's just run over another one of that bloke's dogs.
I'm running late. The bus is packed like a tin of sardines, and I'm having to perform yogic chanting to keep my sanity.
Hang on, Susan. Tanya, it's Toby. Toby, hi. I expect you and the Porsche 911 GT3 are already there?
No, Smallbone. The Porsche 911 GT3 and I are stuck in traffic. Unlike Tanya and her non-road tax-paying bicycle, I can't cut through the park, drive on the pavement, or take my wheels on a train.
You don't expect me to use the roads while you're on the loose, Toby.
Tanya! Are you on the line too? I was merely saying don't start without me. No planet protest leader, no planet protest meeting.
I don't mind taking over, Toby. I've studied all the great leaders. Julius Caesar, Napoleon, Nick Clegg.
No. No, Smallbone, absolutely not.
Hang on, Toby. I can see Tanya. Tanya, give me a wave. Actually, look out for that van instead. Oh! I'm coming, Tanya. Call a rescue helicopter, the Red Cross. Don't give up, Tanya. Search for the hero inside yourself. Dear God, reverse time itself and give Tanya a second chance.
Oh, does he do that for a grazed knee?
Tanya, you're okay. She's going to live. You're in safe hands, Tanya. And Susan's coming too.
Stand back, everyone. I'm a psychic healer.
No, really, Susan.
I summon the spirit of Athena, moon and stars of the Iberg. Channel the universal spirit into Tanya's leg.
Smallbone, this is what you have to do.
It's okay, Toby. Susan's creating a vortex of healing around Tanya's knee. And if that fails, I'll pop to the chemist for a plaster and a bottle of TCP.
Okay, Planet Protest Weekly Meeting. Item one, cycling.
Tanya, it can't be the weekly meeting if you're in a cafe and the chairperson, i.e. me, is communicating via your phone speaker.
Toby, the roads are too busy for cyclists and we have to come up with a plan. This is how the world is saved, by local activists sacrificing everything for the sake of the environment. Oh, our coffees are here.
Cappuccino, panini, fries and donut.
That's me. And can I backtrack on my decision not to order a choconut sundae? If I'm required to come up with a plan, I'll need more calories.
Hang on, I can get my foot down along this bit.
So that leaves the mochas and pastries for the ladies.
Oh, you managed it all in one go.
Yes, no problem. I do a bit of weights in the gym.
God, yeah. You're not kidding.
Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Sorry. Where was I?
Making the waiter blush.
No, before that.
Saving the world.
Damn, it's bumper to bumper. And God knows where I'm meant to park the Porsche 911 GT3 when I get there. All I can say is thank God they're approving a new multi-storey car park.
Thank God what?
Well, it's slightly off our patch, but the council are rubber-stamping it next week. I've only just heard.
Oh, this is serious. A multi-storey car park will attract even more drivers to the area.
It'll be like a horror film. Invasion of the people carriers.
Yes, obviously I'm completely against it.
I sense something, a stirring in the ether.
Yes, thank you, Susan, but my battery's running low.
It's Athena. When I'm channeling, I'm Athena. I can't choose the moment I'm taken over by the goddess of wisdom, inspiration and arts and crafts.
Look, I must insist the meeting pauses until I get there. That's not too much to ask, is it?
Emergency, urgency, insurgency.
That's right, Athena. There have been a lot of phone thefts in the area. Best I put mine back in my bag.
Don't you put me in a bag, Tanya. Tanya!
How dare she zip up an environmental figurehead? And what if they come up with a really great plan? My God, how slow is that? Watch over, you stupid cyclist! Some of us have got a green meeting to get to! Come on, I have to be there before all the credit's been apportioned!
So, essentially, we need to get a big protest together in front of the town hall and get our message across. No to the multi-story. What about calling it Bike Think? When the councillors meet, we'll be there with placards to let them know how we feel.
That's great, Tanya. It couldn't be improved, even if we had hundreds of cyclists filling up the streets.
Smallbone, that's a brilliant idea.
Is it? Well then, I completely agree with it. And what's more, God will absolutely love it. Tanya, Susan, I'd like to lead us into battle. It'll be the charge of the bike brigade.
Can you actually ride a bike?
No, but how hard can it be?
Okay, what did your traitorous little meeting decide?
That I, Cecil Horatio Nosferatu Smallbone, will be leading us into battle.
What?
You're pleased, I can tell.
My God. Now I know just how Lady Thatcher felt when John Major thrust his puny dagger into her magnificent back.
Ah, Smallbone. First out of the cafe again.
Yeah, find settling bills on settling God. Best left to others.
I can't imagine why Tanya sees you as a kindred spirit. You're very lucky to have her paying your bills and letting you sleep in her garage.
Yes, well, I have to shun wealth while I'm trying to change the world. In that respect, I probably remind you of Jesus.
Not really. The thing is, Smallbone, it's not just cars getting faster. Bicycles go faster too. In fact, everything goes faster. Is there nothing in the 21st century that evokes the slow pace of the Victorian era?
West Coast Rail?
Ow! Obviously, I'm sorry I accused you of staging a coup, Tanya. How about dinner tonight and I'll get down to some serious apologising?
Oh, sorry, Toby. I've got my eye on a waiter.
A waiter? I'm a former investment banker. I outrank him. I'm known to the big boys. BBC, Sky News, The Sun.
Yes, I remember them investigating you when the bank collapsed.
Only some of the charges were proven.
The main thing is, we'll be taking part in a noble, inspiring endeavour. A bit like the ancient Greek Olympians. Actually, I wonder if we should cycle in the nude.
Certainly not. It might be cold and I wouldn't be seen at my best.
Smallbone, if you want to lead Bike Think, you'll have to learn to ride before next week's council meeting.
What? You mean our only member claiming to be an angel who's solely here to make the world greener can't ride a bike? The easiest thing in the world?
You mean you'll show me how it's done, Toby? How fantastically helpful.
I'd love to help you cycle, Smallbone, but now I think of it, I'm carrying an injury from my martial arts class. I had to take on 2 ninja masters. Well, I say 2, I mean 3. That's to say 3 on the left and 3 on the right. And that's not counting the other 3.
That's a shame, Toby. I was looking forward to just the 2 of us riding out into the countryside, somewhere secluded.
Secluded?
It's not dinner I fancy, but a romantic ride. Are you sure you can't help Smallbone?
Give me that bike! Yes, basically, Smallbone, it's all in the steering. You just point the front wheel where you want to go and Bob's your uncle.
Fantastic, Toby. But why are you riding down the stairs to the canal?
Oh, my God! How do you get the general idea?
Of how not to do it.
He makes it look so easy. When can I try?
Well, perhaps we should go somewhere safer.
Away from the street, you mean?
No, away from Toby. Quiet, Smallbone, so you shouldn't injure anyone.
Yes, and try not to harm any trees.
Fear not. I've been studying pedal cycling since 1865, and I've got a copy of the 1909 Cyclist Companion. And isn't there a phrase? As easy as riding a bike. Here goes. Whoa! It's a death trap!
Smallbone, keep your chakras in balance.
Oh. And your wheels.
It's all right, Smallbone. I have a range of healing crystals.
Mum, hi.
Tanya, darling, good news. Daddy's bought me a new car.
A new car? But what about the pollution?
Oh, I won't be letting him in it with his ghastly pipe. Now, the car, it's just like Auntie Jane's, you know, the one you said was your dream car.
I've been to university since, Mum. My eyes have been opened. The dream car is now a nightmare, a threat to life on Earth.
How can it be a threat, darling? It's pink.
Mum, can I call you back? I am busy with Camlington's most respected niche protest group.
Tanya, I headbutted a tree.
Aren't they meant to hug them?
I really have to go, Mum. Bye, love you, bye.
I think I've cracked it, Tanya.
What, the cycling or your head?
You just watch me ride into successful. Pull over, Sir Chris Hoy, grade 7 angel coming through.
Yeah, that's it, Smallbone. Really concentrate.
Yes, try the level 4 meditation technique I taught you.
Isn't that the one with closed eyes?
If you could try to avoid the tree next time, Smallbone.
Hey, don't worry, we'll try again tomorrow, once the bleeding stopped. Now, I know it's only your second day on a bike, Smallbone, but try to concentrate on keeping it straight.
Yes, and mind the tree.
Ow. Get up and try again. Do not let it beat you.
Yes, think around the tree, around.
Ow. Oh, well, A and D shouldn't be too busy this time of day.
To admire Smallbone, a whole week of trying.
And falling off. Use the brakes!
And try to see the tree as a metaphor for life's obstacles.
Again, Smallbone!
Yes, and around the metaphor.
Again, Smallbone!
And do not hit the flipping tree!
Right, get me an axe. I'll cut the damn tree down.
No, I think I can do it. Oh, I can ride! It's the dawn of a new era. A pedal-powered push for putting things right, like Ben-Hur with handlebars. Thanks for the loan of the bike, Tanya. I'm sure, with a bit of polishing there, those dents will soon buff out.
Oh, well, protest day tomorrow. You can buy yourself a bike on the way there.
But I want to buy one now.
Smallbone, you can't.
Don't tell me. It's a rare alignment of Saturn's moons and Aquarius.
Nope. It's midnight.
Smallbone, you look suspiciously like a grade 7 angel on a mission.
Morning, your ineffableness. I'm off to buy a bike, so I can lead a revolution that will shake the foundations of the motoring world.
And what budget has Tanya given you?
£7.50. Look, there's an ad in the paper. Bike to suit leisure rider, not requiring sharp turns or sudden braking. £10. Hopefully I can knock him down a little.
Oh, with a bike like that, he won't be the only one you knock down.
Yes, very droll, God. Don't give up the day job.
What?
Seriously, though, I'm really on track with this cycling protest. I really feel I can start changing the world. Frankly, that multi-story car park doesn't stand a chance.
Perhaps I've been harsh, Smallbone. Perhaps you're finally beginning to learn.
Wow! A car showroom! We've got time. Let's go in.
Why on earth will we go in there?
Know your enemy, your almightiness. It makes sense for me to grasp what I'm up against. Oh, look at that enemy there. An off-roader, as recommended by Jeremy Clarkson.
Who's Jeremy Clarkson?
The enemy leader. Oh, that new car smell. Oh, it's better than a whole garden of roses.
Hi, fella. See you admiring the 4.24 before. Ideal for driving up mountains, towing lorries, and dropping little Henry off at day nursery. Do you have kids?
No, but when I'm promoted to a grade 6 angel, I'll have minions.
Great, because this model's made for exactly that.
Ooh, a cigar lighter.
Ah, a smoker, eh?
No, but it'd be silly not to take it up with something that practical in the car.
Well, let's start her up then, shall we? Oh, listen to that purr.
Yeah, beats the pants off a squeaky old bike.
And it's available for a test drive.
A test drive?
Power steering, automatic gears, an idiot could drive it.
An idiot?
Oh, sorry, must take this. Mr. Bryant, well, it's bound to fall off if you go on the motorway.
Soft seats, good visibility. Very quiet once you've closed the door.
Smallbone, I sincerely trust you're not thinking what I think you're thinking.
That bloke was right. Driving this thing's a doddle.
You're very close to that other car, Smallbone.
Fear not, your bigness. I've studied everything there is to know about driving. Now, what's this button do?
Are you allowed to drive down this bit?
1 second, Your Enormity. Ah, there we are. Now we can relax.
Idiot! This is a one-way street!
You're the idiot! I'm only driving one way.
Shouting won't solve anything.
I wasn't shouting!
And do we have to drive this fast?
Look, why don't you watch a video? There's a screen there on the back of the seat.
Why would I be interested in a clownfish and his friend? Oh, are they on some sort of quest?
Hey, God! What do you reckon of me getting a caravan? We could go on holiday together.
I'm omnipresent. I don't need a caravan. And anyway, I'm busy that week.
There's me thinking cycling's difficult when it turns out I'm a natural.
Yes, Toby. At this rate, you'll soon be able to take the stabilisers off.
Yes. Well, bike thinks the main priority, and I reckon we've done well. Must be 100 people here.
I know. I got 99 of them.
My spiritual development group has turned out in force.
Really? Susan,
I can't see them. It's an astral projection from their sofas.
The only one I can't see is the fake angel. Not that we need him leading us. Not when I'm here with Georgina.
New girlfriend.
New bike. Georgina. I'd never straddle anything that didn't have a name.
Maybe I was a bit mean giving Smallbone so little money for a bike. Probably collapsed into a pile of rust halfway here.
You shouldn't give money to people like him, Tanya. He's probably spending it in the pub. A nice pint of lager with friends. A few laughs. A game of pool. You lose 50 quid, but you smile all the same. Never show the hurt.
OK, he'll be here. I know it. Smallbone won't let us down.
How's it going, God? They found Nemo yet?
These talking fish are fantastic, Smallbone. I wonder why I didn't think of it.
Yes, they talk, they're funny, they have brighter colours. Amazing what a creative mind can come up with. Ow! Not in the car. Here, try another film.
Seems to be non-Earthlings with laser weapons. One of them has a similar job to you, putting things back as they're meant to be.
That's Luke Skywalker.
He's very good. Maybe I should give him your job.
It's Tanya.
Where are you? Bike Think's about to start.
Bike Think? Oh, I'd stop thinking about that. Right, sat-nav.
At the next junction, turn right.
And now for something livelier.
Concentrate, concentrate.
I am concentrating.
Not you, Luke Skywalker. He's about to attack that small moon. No, wait, that's no moon.
As soon as possible, do a U-turn.
Use the force, Luke.
Smallbone, can you hear me? All I'm getting is noise.
Oh, dear, Smallbone. There's no time to get the car back to the showroom and attend the protest. Shall I inform the other place to expect you?
It's these red lights, God. They're slowing us down. Couldn't you change them all to green?
Certainly not. You don't see Luke Skywalker complaining about traffic lights.
Oh, stop banging on about Luke Skywalker. I'll drive straight to the protest and borrow a bike there.
Tanya, the councillor's about to speak.
Yes, just a minute, Toby. Smallbone.
It won't be long, Tanya. In fact, I'm arriving quite fast.
What's the situation, councillor?
Sorry. It's a great show of cyclist solidarity, but we're here to sign off on the multi-story.
Right. Everyone follow my lead. We'll lay our bikes in the road as a symbolic protest. Damn stupid stabilisers! It won't tip over!
Smallbone, where the hell are you?
On a bus, Tanya.
Well, there's a bus coming. Only some idiot in a 4x4 is trying to overtake it. And he's coming straight for us!
What's the best option, God?
Now we know it's a Death Star, I reckon Luke should blow it up.
I meant for me.
Oh, God. I hope he doesn't drive over all the symbolically laid down bikes. Okay, he's got the bikes. Oh, and now he's chasing the councillors up the steps.
Oh, my God, run!
And down again.
Oh, dear.
And he's heading straight for the fountain.
Now, Luke, destroy the Death Star. Yes!
Where are you, Smallbone? You missed the... Smallbone? Is that you in there?
I'll just make the arrangement, shall I? We did say 10,000 years in the other place.
Tanya, hi! How's the protest going?
Smallbone, you have destroyed everything.
I know, I know. God's busy lining up the job from hell, literally. I hope I didn't damage yours and Susan's and Toby's bikes.
Georgina. Your battered frame. It's going to be all right.
Ah, sorry about that.
You maniac! What are you playing at?
Don't blame me, Chief. It's all the stupid gadgets they put in cars these days. And what idiot put all these bikes in the road?
Don't you call me an idiot, Smallbone, you car-hater turned car-lover.
You can talk, Toby, you bike-hater turned bike-lover.
Okay. Okay. I can see that bringing more cars into the area will cause problems. Until we can reconcile road rage nuts like you and cycling psychos like you, there's only one thing we can do. And that's cancel the multi-story car park. As an obviously dedicated car driver, I sincerely hope you're disappointed.
I don't know. Tanya, Susan, help me out here. I'm confused.
Well, I think what's just happened is...
a miracle.
You're very kind, Susan, Tanya, but I think Smallbone deserves some of the credit too. Now, where's a local reporter when you need one? This is absolutely ridiculous.
Come off it, Toby. These off-road vehicles are amazing. Who'd have thought you could get all four of us inside? It's a bit cramped with the bent-up bikes, admittedly.
Yeah, budge over, Toby. You're squashing Susan's aura.
At the next junction, turn left.
How do people feel about yogic chanting in an enclosed space?
Could you put your foot down, Smallbone? There are some handlebars trying to become intimate.
Now turn right.
Yep. Once I've dropped you off and taken the car back, I'll see about a return to heaven. Me and God, the dream team reunited. I know he's been missing me, and I've got all kinds of plans. Only thing is, the sat-nav seems to be playing up. I'm sure this isn't the right way.
Now join the motorway and continue for 425 miles.
The Best Laid Plans featured Ardal O'Hanlon as Smallbone, Jeff McGiven as God, Esther Smith as Tanya, Mike Wozniak as Toby, and Ruth Bratt as Susan. The supporting roles were played by Duncan Wisby and Ruth Bratt. It was written by Mark Dady, and the producer was Ben Warsfield. The programme was a Lucky Giant production for BBC Radio 4.